Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough,
I just wanted you to hear that whole little riff there by the Atlanta Rhythm section. Do it or die. Do it no matter what the people say. That's got to be the small business anthem there. I don't think they meant for it to be when they did that song back a long time ago, 30 years ago at least, probably. But I think of it as our anthem, small business owners, because that's the way we are. That's what you do, isn't it? You, no matter what the people say, you do it or die, and you're always strong, and that's what I admire so much about you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us, 23 after. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Happy Memorial Day, too, by the way. We're celebrating it with our good friend Patricia Sigmund. She's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, Patricia. And she says I can call her Pat. How about that? Pat, what? Give us your website and tell us how we can find you and your book.
Sure. It's sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the normal places. And the website is davidadvisorygroup.com.
davidadvisorygroup.com. Okay, so check that out. And the things we're talking about are the kind of things you help your clients with, aren't they? Helping them make sure that they don't miss opportunities for profitability, especially in the area of technology.
Absolutely, and over these last few years, it's a lot about turning a company around that kind of got stung a bit by the economy or had old ways that didn't keep up with a bad economy.
So give us some examples of what you've seen and how you fixed those companies.
Well, for most businesses, streamlining is what it's all about. There are costs that kind of got settled in over the years, and they had to be done away with fast, and, you know, the chopping block was there, and a lot of things would go right through bookkeeping and get paid.
And they were hurting the company in two ways, weren't they? Number one, not only were they expensive and an expensive way to do things, an archaic, expensive way to do things, but also they weren't helping the company stay competitive. And so they were hurting the company with an expense standpoint and an opportunity standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, there's a shift that happens a lot of times with these companies where something bad happened and 1, 2, 3, all of a sudden they see that their competition doesn't operate the way they operate. They might end up doing the same service, but if you're going to stay in the game, you have to make big changes.
One of the things that I say right about this time in a conversation like this, Pat, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, you have to be about change. And some of us are stubborn. We have to be hit before we make a change.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are lazy.
Well, you don't get to be a success in business if you don't know your own mind, if you don't have your own will. And sometimes that's good. That's good on the front end, but it's not always good on the back end, is it?
That's correct. And then we're tied to our long-term employees. Sometimes you have people that don't want to change, and you're there, and you have to make the change because it's for the better of the company.
That's been some of the most gut-wrenching things I've seen is companies I know who've had to let people go because they just would not come into the 21st century.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and sometimes one person can be hurting many people. So you have to take that bullet and bite it.
Right. Well, and it's really unfortunate because, as you know, Pat, you're not as old as I am, but I can remember when times when you know you could go through a whole career. You never saw anybody lose their job because the company outgrew them. And now that's what's happening in a lot of places, isn't it?
It is, and if you are the employee, if you stay ahead of the game, I mean, you really have to protect yourself. You have to be, you know, on the outside protecting your career, learning things, constantly changing, constantly presenting new ways to do the job that you have. You can't sit there either and just let time pass by.
At 85, Plato, Cato, the Roman statesman said, started learning Greek.
Yeah.
And they asked him, why would he start work on learning Greek at that age? He said, it's the youngest age I have. And so we have to keep doing that, don't we?
We definitely do. And, I mean, changing into this completely online world is very difficult for someone who's an older employee sitting there doing the same job manually year after year. It's very difficult, but it's doable.
Well, the world, for 10,000 years, Pat, for 10,000 years, the world was literal. The marketplace was literal. It was physical in front of your eyes. Now there's this virtual marketplace that's in the cloud, and it's hard for folks to get their head around that.
And I think one of the things that people can really grasp, even though they don't want to, is that it's all about change. Every single day, these things are changing. It's technology. So it's not about learning something. It's about learning to learn.
The good news, Pat, it seems to me, and this is one of the things I'm kind of excited about, is if you have come through the Great Recession and you're still in business, you figured some things out that's going to serve you well going forward, isn't it?
It is. And again, it's about constantly changing. So you're not going to sit there next time or this time or this year and just watch it go by because you know what the outcome could be.
But it's not, but more than change, for the owners and the managers, it's about leading change. It's not just about changing, isn't it?
No, it's about leading change, teaching people to learn to change constantly.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, give us your website again, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
And the book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit by Patricia Sigmund, S-I-G-M-O-N, if you're Googling her. Pat, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Patricia Sigmund, quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.